it's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you. And we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for full year 2018 in Gulf Coast zone.
The delicious sound of McDonald's breakfast sausage hitting the grill. Hot and savory sausage that makes any breakfast a great one. And if sausage is the taste you love, you're going to love this savory deal. Because now you can get three tasty breakfast sandwiches for just $1. A sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, or sausage biscuit, now each for just a buck. Hot and tasty, fast and easy. That's breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And this is Friday, April 19th. 2019. And for those of you that are religious, happy Good Friday. And I guess on the other hand, you really, the Catholics took a big, I will say, hit with Notre Dame, kind of burning up all that really interesting old energy. God has a way of releasing the old to bring in the new. Hate to say it, guys, but I'm sure you realize that there's a lot of crazy stuff going out around on the planet. Nazis are coming back up to the surface, and if you want to call them white nationalists, then a rose is a rose. You know, they feel very emboldened with what Trump's doing. So again, tonight we're going to do some energy work, and we're going to focus on, and in this particular order, we're going to do some energy work to call Nazis from their sacred symbols. And then I don't know if you've noticed how pretty white racist the Republican Party are. So just to feel a balance there, we're going to put energy work out, putting the white male racist Republican Party and unenlightened Democrats in positions of harmlessness. Work on what I call awakening the living zombies. There's a lot of people out there that are really disconnected to the creator. So we're going to work on that. And of course, when you think of zombies, how can you not think about the United States? And of course, we're going to do energy work to help the U.S. awaken, because golly jeeper, my God, we need help. And guys, you know, don't get too smug about there if you're all around the world, because you know, you guys have got Nazis and white racists and white nationalists popping up from all kinds of rocks and stones and way beneath the earth, you know, like Gollum, and Trump's just bringing them up. So we'll work on Trump, and then, you know, how can we not do energy work when we're focusing a little bit on Nazis without giving Stephen Miller some attention? If y'all don't know who Stephen Miller is, then you're really, really lucky, okay? He is the mastermind chief strategist now to Trump, who's put together these really evil immigrant policies. And, you know, this dude is really, really sick and twisted. And then if we have time, we'll throw in Steve Bannon. Now, if you don't know who Steve Bannon is, again, you are really, really lucky. He used to work for Trump, got thrown out of the White House. He definitely is a Nazi. And now he goes all over the world trying to pull Nazis together. And I think he rented a castle in Italy, if I'm not mistaken. Italy, what the fuck are you thinking? Allowing Bannon in your country? Come on. So, you know, this little Nazi, just because he's not working for Trump means, you know, he's really crawled under that rock and has disappeared. Nuh-uh. He's just out there doing some works of evil, trying to pull together all the white nationalists. So, like I said, we got time. We will focus on that. And then, of course, do some energy work for all the light workers out there, because you guys are really special and we need you. Oh, let's see if I can get this straight. If I don't breathe, it may work. Oh, okay. All right, guys. So if you're ready to do some energy work, go get your crystals. I guess I should have told you to get your crystals before I started talking, but, you know, I seem to be doing things pretty dyslexic today. My bad. But as long as I get the light work done correctly, who cares, right? We're all human. At least we want to be human and not reptilian. So for those of you who are getting your crystals, I'm just doing a little bit more blab. And for those that you have visual, if you look behind me, you're going to see my 1,000-pound smoky quartz celestial earth keeper that I've had for 28 years from Brazil. And I'm also in my rock shop. And it's a crystal store. So everything that we do tonight is really, really amplified. All right. So you get the crystals. Awesome. So sit down and sit up as straight as you can. And I want you to take a deep breath and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame and right back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. So you breathe in light. Oof, and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. Now, as you're doing that, I want you to imagine yourself in this huge stadium filled with, oh God, this stadium is huge, with all like-minded people. And we're all connected through our heart chakra. Each row is connected through the next row's heart chakra. And in the center, we're going to put a bubble of light and do the energy work in there. And then underneath that, we're going to put a huge Earthkeeper crystal to amplify our work over 100,000 fold. Why 100,000 fold? Why not, right? If you're going to do the work, then let's amplify it. So I want you in your mind's eye, imagine a person to the right, a person to the left, and you're holding their hands. So take another deep breath and exhale out anything left that's in your body that no longer serves you. And that energy goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So I want you to imagine yourself now reconnecting to the Creator and feel all this incredible high divine healing energy come pouring into the crown chakra, down your head, down your shoulders, out your arms, down your back, your spine, your whole body. Feel that energy go down your legs, out your feet, into the earth. And with every breath, you're pulling more of this divine energy. Now I want you to focus all this divine energy to the person on your right and imagine that energy flowing in a circle. And as it flows in a circle to the right, we call to all the divine beings, all the gods and goddesses of light, past, present, and future, the elemental kingdom, air, earth, fire, and water, the angels, all the divine awakened beings that are living on the planet. We ask that they send their energy in our divine circle and amplify the work we're doing even more. Now, I want you to send this love and light to the left. And as the energy flows to the left, the circle is closed. So only that which is light may enter. Now we're going to ask that the trees come and join us. And we're going to send energy into the trees. And the tree's going to take it, send it into the roots, and it from the roots into the branch, into all other roots, see them interconnect and really unite as one, and then send that energy into the earth. So the earth can move with divine intelligence. And then out through the tree's branches, so all life forms can feel this incredibly high divine energy and start reacting in very positive ways. The call to all the rock stones, crystals, minerals, and all the earth keepers on the planet. To lock in our earth keeper in the center and amplify our energy work over 100,000 fold more. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridian stones, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet. To lock in this divine circle tonight. And I'm going to ask that everyone that's participating receives a healing and that you guide us into doing that. Our will, but thy will be done. So in your mind's eye, feel you're going to drop the people's hands. And again, feel that divine energy flow down through the crown chakra. And as it flows through your body, feel every chakra in your body open up gently and start flowing into the center, forming a bubble of light. And if you want, you can use your hands and put them outward and imagine all that energy flowing out your chakras and your hands into the center, forming the bubble of light. And you're going to keep giving it energy. And then while we're doing the energy work, I want you to imagine in your mind's eye, you know, what's happening. All right, take a deep breath. And again, as you exhale, feel all that energy form into the center, forming a bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we are going to put in not only all the Nazis on the planet, but all their sacred symbols as well. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command that all Nazi swastika symbols are reversed, so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to the earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. We cut the ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse any sacred symbols. We call the violet flame through them to clean them up, and we reconnect those symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive, correct direction now. If this symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse directions and see humanity moving forward in light and love. I command that any portal, stargates, time portals, including the time portal at Montauk, being used for the dark purpose of manipulating time or allowing dark forces from other dimensions on the planet, be cut from those that are misusing them, closed and sealed forever, made invisible and moved so they cannot reopen them. Imagine any machines being used for this purpose breaking down now. Any magic symbols and rituals being used to rent the veils between inner dimensions, whether it's through CERN or HARP, be rendered harmless now. I ask that all those who try and run Vril machines, and remember Nazis were really big on Vril in World War II, imagine these people or creatures becoming confused so the machines don't function properly. As Vril energy is corrected, see humanity become conscious and focused on their divine spiritual growth, bringing the golden age into manifestation. I ask that all that misuse the Vril energy be tied and bound. All Vril machines are cut from their masters, and any byproduct from Vril, including any psychokinetic energy, mind-altering, manipulating machines, including the 5G, and any Tesla invention. We cut these elementals from their masters, cleansing them with the violet flame, fill the elementals up with love, and command them to be neutralized and breaking down, no longer functioning. This includes any machines, computers connected to the ELF, HARP, CERN programs, any microwave cell phone towers, the 5G program, airplanes, spy satellites, jets, helicopters, creating chemtrails, and the Montauk program. I ask anyone trying to misuse the Vril energy through the use of sound, color, water, chemical drugs to stop now. Step forward into the light and help us bring the earth and the golden age peacefully. Stop manipulating humankind by creating apocalyptic energy. If you choose not to work with the light in a peaceful way, I ask your higher self and guardian angels to put you in a position of harmlessness. I ask Michael the Archangel to cut all energy and money sources from those that misuse the real energy, redirecting that energy to light workers to put towards their divine missions and making their lives prosperous and comfortable. We cut all ties and magical contracts to Anunnaki Satan had with the Roman Vatican Church Empire and with Hitler. All concordats are now dissolved by the violet flame, healed in angel light and reconnected to the creator, now becoming neutral or only emitting love. The energy of the first through the fourth Reich is now dissolved. All right, fill this all up with light and love and the violet flame, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, we're going to create another bubble of light. So take a deep breath. And as you exhale, feel that energy flow into the center, forming another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the white male racist Republican Party and unenlightened Democrats in a position of harmlessness. And, you know, no matter where you are in the planet, I'm sure you got two parties that act the same, but in a slightly different way that really need help reconnecting. So instead of the Republican Party and Democrats, insert your own politicians. All right. Let there be light. In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. And call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties that the Republican Party and unenlightened Democrats have to any satanic black magic that is keeping them in power. To cut all ties to all their money sources, including the Koch brothers, Mercers, who send this money energy back to God to clean it up. Now let's send all those money sources back to the poor and those that are standing up to the Republicans, including all recall groups. We ask that these groups receive lots of donations and excited fresh volunteers to make the recall successful. Replacing the Republican Party, the racist and unenlightened Democrats, along with Trump and his cabinet, with a compassionate, kind, awakened spiritual being. And that doesn't mean Mike Pence. We remove all energy veils that surround all the people living in the United States that are keeping them from connecting to the Creator to become awakened spiritual beings. As they reconnect to the Creator, see them becoming conscious beings, seeing truth and through all the lies and deception as transparency is manifested. See the masses filled with all kinds of divine inspiration on how to remove the Republicans, the white racist and unenlightened Democrats from office, through political channels, holding special elections to remove them from office, replacing them with a human being light worker filled with compassion for all life forms. We see the Republicans, white racists, and unenlightened Democrats being recalled and removed from office now. We see the Republicans, white racists, and unenlightened Democrats being recalled and removed from office now. We see the Republicans, the white racist and unenlightened Democrats being recalled and removed from office now. We called Ganesha to place many obstacles in the way of all Republicans, the white racists that want to create and implement programs that are not good for Earth nor any life forms. Programs that are intended to hurt or harm the poor, see them all falling apart. As people awaken, see them going to their Republican and unenlightened Democrat representative and speaking their minds of discontent with all their agendas. As Republicans and unenlightened Democrats awaken, connecting them to the Creator that now allows them to see the horror that they wanted to create then, being inspired to correct it with compassion, love of service for others. See them now funding all social programs, Meals on Wheels, the SNAP, including women's health care, just to name a few. We cut ties to the fear of women and the obsessive need to control them. I call to the higher selves of all the Republicans, step forward into the light, cut all ties, Michael the Archangel and Shiva to unbalance. Fear of women, abortion obsession, patriarchy, genocide, rape, pillage, plunder, incest, greed, power, gladiator mentality. military, war, Midas Raid mentality from their energy field cells, atoms, molecules, all the way down into their DNA, going through all their incarnations. As this energy is released, we call the violet flame through them and all their works are misdirected. Got all ties to all black art and negative ceremonies that are being done and any will to manipulate humanity and earth for greed, profit, and power. And as it's released, we call the divine male-female consciousness to their hearts that will flow to the reptilian part of the brains. Call the higher selves to guide these Republicans and unenlightened Democrats to release all women slaves or anyone being used as slave labor. Let's fill them up with divine respect for all women, life, the planet, and all living things. See men's higher selves guiding them to accept divine matriarchy and opening their heart, throat, and crown chakras as these centers open. See them being very balanced, loving, kind, generous, peaceful, supporting women and groups that are in the light. Fill all these men and women with divine joy, divine mission, respecting the goddess within and giving freedom and honor to all women and all living things. See them becoming kinder and allowing women to be equal, divinely conscious beings standing next to them. We cut all ties to all executive orders that Trump has written and retained in the office of the Great Seal. We violet flame them to clean up all their dark energies. Now we reconnect all those orders to the Creator and command them to be neutral, no more forward movement. All black magic giving any of his executive order energies being canceled, cleared, and neutralized. We now see all Trump's executive orders being rolled back and stricken from the books. We cut all ties to Trump, Steve Miller, Steve Bannon, along with any complicit Republican or unenlightened Democrat. Vision of reinventing the United States. We see this energy having all forward movements stopped, also dissolving completely. See all their Nazi Russian plans falling apart. We cancel clear Trump and Republicans' new tax bill, which is just a tax benefit for the rich. We see this energy also being repealed and replaced with a tax from 2018. We call the higher selves of the Republican Democrat constituents and ask that they email, phone, appear in person at their office and voice their displeasure with their actions, making it clear that the Congress and Senate must repeal this bad bill or they too will be removed from office. Call the higher self of Trump and all Republicans trying to keep him in power to step forward in the light of God, stop acting like Nazi reptilians, leave all the social programs and citizens' rights intact, and roll back all laws that hurt the mass general public. And if you choose not to, which is your free will, we ask your higher selves and guardian angels to put you all in positions of harmlessness, letting awakened spiritual beings take your place. And if that means they're recalled, then may the recalls gain lots of forward movement now. Call the higher selves of all law enforcement to also reconnect to the Creator. And as they become awakened spiritual beings, they see through Trump's plans and choose not to cooperate, siding with the people. Let them become more conscious of all the income and benefits the government has taken from them, choosing become the protector of the poor, standing down on all orders that is against the Constitution. We cut all addiction ties that Trump and the Republican Party and unenlightened Democrats have to greed, money, gold, and power. Cut all addictive ties Trump has to greed, adoration, power, mobs, and the drive to become a dictator. Cancel clear, cancel clear, cancel clear. I want you in your mind's eye see Trump's, all of his taxes coming out now and being exposed to the public. See the Mueller report coming out in its entirety and the United States Congress impeaching Trump. The Senate impeaching Trump for his high crimes, misdemeanor, and his collusion with Russia. If it's for Trump's and the Republicans' highest good that their karmas return to them, now for their actions against the women, the poor, and the planet. Let it be done, which may include all loss of money, all supporters of any kind, and all power. Let the magic of protection be removed from around them and their plans now, including Mitch McConnell. If it's for Trump's highest good, for the good of everyone in the USA, let him be tried for treason, be sent to prison for all his high crimes, misdemeanors against the people of the world and the United States. We see Trump and his crime family and cabinet doing jail time for their acts of treason. We see them all being removed from office the way no one will be hurt or harmed, replaced with a compassionate humanitarian. Now let's send energy out to all enlightened Democrats and awakening Republicans standing up for Earth and all life forms. May they be sent everything they need to be successful. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans, white racists, and unenlightened Democrats. Now, may divine enlightenment awaken within all Republican, white racist, and unenlightened Democrats now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans, white racist, and unenlightened Democrats now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republican, white racist, and all unenlightened Democrats now. One more time. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans, white racist, and unenlightened Democrats now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans, white racist, and unenlightened Democrats now. So fill this ball up with light and love. We're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Are you going to create another bubble of light? Take a deep breath and feel that divine energy come pouring into your body, blowing down your arms, out your hands, out your chakras, into the center, forming another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the living zombies on the planet. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call the creator and the Archangel Michael to remove all veils and overlays from all life forms, humans, reptilians, or extraterrestrials that was created by reptilian satanic magicians that is keeping all these life forms from reconnecting to the creator to become conscious, awakened spiritual beings. As this unwanted energy is removed from all these life forms, we see them being reconnected to the creator. Their hearts are now unblocking. So they start having feelings and emotions that are kinder in nature, hearts filled with compassion. We now see the reptilian part of the brain begin to shut down, disconnecting them from all the satanic rituals that bound them together, resulting in the God brain being reactivated. I call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to any dark forces around any human and all life forms. We tie and bind that dark force. Send it through the violet flame to clean the energy up. Send it back to the divine. We replace that energy with the energy of divine enlightenment. May divine enlightenment descend around everyone now. May divine enlightenment be activated around everyone now. We call all the rocks, stones, minerals, all the earth keepers to now amplify enlightenment energy to help everyone awaken to light. See all ties, binds, blood oaths, beast swarm mentality being cut between the dark magicians, whether an individual, a group, or anyone trying to create a new world order through dark satanic rituals. Let all the energies from any and all ceremonies be automatically neutralized as we anchor the violet flame to their ritual sites so the magicians will gain no strength or power. This will result in the collapse of all their project and plans. We ask that all veils of darkness that is around anyone in the U.S. or planet that is keeping people from becoming conscious beings be removed and replaced with a connection to their spiritual selves and becoming conscious beings. I call to everyone's higher self and ask that the higher self now allow all strands of everyone's DNA to reconnect and realign with the divine with such a high healing energy that we will keep anything from affecting the DNA and mutating it for any reason. See all strands of everyone's DNA reconnected to the creator, allowing the DNA to keep its proper divine shape, healthy and functioning. See all dark veils that are around our strands being cleansed by the violet flame, and everyone reawakening to their divinity and spiritual connections of the divine. See the creator adding an extra DNA strand that is in direct connection to source. I ask the creator to send down the energy of love from the pink ray to be beamed down to all living things on earth, and charge that the angels and goddess of love instill in all reptilians and human hybrids the inner knowledge that we are all God, all one, and with much divine love transform all humanity, become loving, tolerant, non-judgmental, and non-racist. We ask that all persons with negative feelings or emotion toward others step into the violet flame and onto the light. Let all humanity embrace diversity and move in a future of love, faith in God, themselves, and each other. We send divine light to everyone's brains and hearts. ETs, reptilian, and human, remove the energy of white racism and all that divides the masses. I ask that the energy of racism be removed by Archangel Michael, cutting the ties with the sword of blue flame since the creation of the planet until now. Let this be trailed by the violet fire to transmute all back to light. Let those thought forms be replaced with divine love. I ask the goddess of truth into everything on the planet that is trying to hide racism and bring it up to the surface and protect those that are bringing the truth forward. And that she brings forward all secrets and hidden agendas, the Illuminati, the Aryan Nation, the Antioch Baptist Church, the KKK, Nazi Party, the Russians, all dark politicians, skinheads, etc., are hiding or disguising regarding their practices. Let all energy veils be removed from humankind so the divine may again come through. I command that all persons with negative feelings or emotion towards others step into the violet flame and onto the light. I call divine light, divine wisdom, and divine caring, compassion to everyone's heart now, and direct that energy toward the reptilian part of the brain. I command Michael to cut all ties and soul memory to the reptile dinosaur energy, to the satanic Lucifer energy. As the light enters, changing all cells and atoms to divine balancing, both male and female, see the violet flame blaze through the reptilian part of the brain, cleansing and purifying. Fill the brain up with divine thoughts, raising all consciousness to divine, letting kindness, caring, and love come through now. For those stuck beings, I ask the creator to shut their reptilian brain down and activate the divine God brain. You see these beings become awakened spiritual beings that now knows better than to hurt or harm any life form. We cut ties to all fifth dimensional energy frequency vents around the earth that is creating a dark energy overlay over the earth to control and harness human consciousness, and then violet flame that energy, transmute it back to light. We cut all ties to all machines that are affecting us in the 3D world through frequencies, vibrations, and sound that is directed at the electromagnetic fields to create negativity and chaos, including the new 5G that they're trying to put out. We cancel clear all frequencies that are suppressing light, giving humans an oppressive feeling. We now send the golden solar energy through these frequencies that shift the grid so people feel positive and happy and see their life's missions and purposes. Let's send the golden solar energy through the Earth's morphogenetic grid that neutralizes any dark energy that wants to control the grid. We also command that all Nazi swastika symbols are reversed, so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to Earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. Now chant with me. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Going to take a deep breath, fill this up with light and love. And as you exhale, release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, we're moving along. We're going to take another deep breath. Feel yourself reconnected to the divine. Feel that energy flow down, direct it off out your upper chakras and your hands into the center, forming another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in everyone in the United States, whether they are documented, undocumented, you got papers, you don't, you got your birth certificates, you don't. It's everyone in the United States. All right, let there be light. In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. I want you to imagine a golden solar energy descending down around all the domes, obelisks, pyramids, and all the sacred spots in the United States, anchoring that energy down to the grids and ley lines. See this high energy reconnecting all this, ley lines and grids to the Creator. See this energy descending down around and through the White House, Pentagon, and where the shadow government resides. Call the higher selves of everyone in government, set forward in the light now, work for the good of the people, making divine decisions if they choose not to, which is their free will. We ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of total harmlessness, letting a light worker take their place. We ask that they're given lots of thoughts that they now want to retire and spend time with their families. We send energy to all the politicians that are working on stopping war and anything else that's for the benefit of Earth and all life forms. See these beings divinely inspired with new ways to get positive action moving forward. We command the angels to give them and their families complete protection. We ask that all veils of darkness that is around anyone in the U.S. or planet that's keeping people from becoming conscious beings be removed and replaced with a connection to their spiritual selves and that to the Creator, so they become awakened spiritual conscious beings. Call the higher selves of all the National Guard and military, making all overlays be removed from you so you become conscious beings. And as you awaken, you see everyone on the planet as your family, friends, relatives, and as people that you harmonize with, and start doing many acts of kindness for humanity. The more acts of kindness you do, the more you fill up with intense divine joy that makes you want to do more acts of kindness. Now, in the United States, I want you to imagine, Michael, just removing all dark energy veils that's keeping people oppressed. And we're going to anchor the violet flame in the very heart of the United States and see it blaze outward, touching every part of the United States, releasing all dark energy, transmuting all darkness back to light. And this includes Hawaii and Alaska and any other territory the U.S. has claims. So as we call the violet flame, see the violet flame transmute all chaotic energy, all manipulative energy, all satanic energy back to light. And now we're going to anchor the white light and see that expand outward throughout the whole United States. And now the pink flame of love, see that anchoring and also expanding throughout the whole United States. See divine light, divine love, and a divine balance, spiritual awakening, descending down through the U.S. now. So we're also going to fill this up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. Thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, we're going to create another bubble of light. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, feel that energy flow down. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put Trump and his whole family. So again, let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. Follow all the crystals in Washington, D.C. area to amplify light and transparency everywhere in the Capitol. We ask the Creator to remove all energy overlays that's keeping the public from seeing all the unnecessary expenses that the Trump family is creating, that the public is paying for. See the mass general public demanding Trump either stop going on as many vacation trips to any of his golf courses, including Mar-a-Lago, or pay for the trips himself, no longer using taxpayer funds for his golf trips or his Nazi rallies. See Trump's having to pay all this money back to the taxpayers. We ask that all veils and overlays that's protecting any of Trump's kids, wives, or ex-wives from the public's eye and receiving really justice are removed now. Let all their plans be brought to the surface in a way that Congress, the Senate, and the New York Southern District Courts take action and strip them of all the power they've been given by Donald Trump to be replaced with someone with international experience, removing all protection magic that is protecting them from jail time for all their illegal practices of making money from the president's office. Get all the appropriate state prosecuting attorneys pursuing the Trump family for all their past and present money laundering schemes, and this includes Trump's sister and brother. Let them be given prison time for all their treasonous mob crime family actions. We ask Trump's higher self to release his hatred of anyone that's not white, going backwards and forwards through hundreds of thousands of generations of his former lives. See all Trump's mob ties being severed and transmuted by the violent flyer. So Trump can no longer pull from that crime syndicate energy, whether it's Russian, Saudi, or American. Let all Trump's mob secrets be brought up to the surface and revealed to all, allowing real justice to step in. Remove all magic overlays of protection around Trump so there is complete transparency on how he sexually abuses children and women. Let's send energy to all those women Trump has sexually abused in the past and present, along with the energy they need to come forward to speak truth and be protected from Trump's followers. All the higher selves of everyone in the United States to realize that Donald Trump and family are a national security threat. We ask that every American, we need to demand that their representative, judicial, and elected stand up and insist that the Trump administration be suspended until the Mueller report is seen in its entirety and Congress gets a hold of it. We ask Michael the Archangel to remove all overlays along with cutting all ties and binds that Bill Barr has to the New World Order, Trump, and the Catholic Church, as keeping Barr from releasing the complete, unredacted Mueller report. If Barr can't do this, which is his free will, we ask angels to encourage many whistleblowers to leak this info into the general public and all newspapers. Call Archangel Michael to remove all overlays of magic that is keeping the Congress and Senate from standing firm, putting Trump impeached and removed from office. Cut all ties and binds that Trump has to the KKK, Nazis, the skinheads, all white nationalism, and the Nazi racist Stephen Miller. Let's call the violet flame through all this energy to transmute all hate. See the Stephen Miller Trump's immigration plans falling apart, as well as Miller being removed from his office in the White House. If Trump has Hitler's genes, bloodline, we now cut those ties to Hitler, the past and violet flame, all that energy replaced with light. We see Trump's higher self. We ask Trump's higher self to now step. Let him reconnect to the Creator so he becomes an awakened spiritual being who now knows better than hurt or harm. Again, if Trump refuses, which is his free will, we ask his higher self to put him in a position of harmlessness now. Let us tie and bind the God and Goddess of War and Chaos and all chaos magic attached to Trump. See all the chaos magic neutralizing to nothing having no power. See all of Trump's evil programs being reversed and repealed. See Trump's Barron tax be repealed and replaced with the tax rate from 2018. See Congress and Senate making Donald Trump show his tax returns. Let's call Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, to remove all blocks that's keeping Trump's taxes from being released. Let all truth come to the surface as Mnuchin becomes conscious that blocking Trump's tax release is illegal and he can go to prison for his actions. See him releasing this info now. And if he doesn't, let the Congress be given energy to rectify this and put Mnuchin in jail. See all satanic magic that is keeping the Trumps in power be neutralized. See all overlays of Nazi evangelical magic removed from Trump and his family. It's time for Trump to be impeached and all his crime family members removed from office, replaced with a human light worker now. So let's fill this up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. We give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Okay, because we've got lack of time, we're going to do another bubble of light, and we're just going to combine Steve Miller, the Nazi Steve Miller, and Steve Bannon and Mitch McConnell in one. All right, so take a deep breath. Feel that divine energy flow again into the center, forming another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, in your mind's eye, imagine the Nazi Stephen Miller, Steve Bannon, Mitch McConnell in this bubble. So we call to the Stephen Miller, Bannon, and McConnell's higher self to ask them to step forward in the light. And if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask their higher self to put them in the position of harmlessness. We cut ties to Miller Bannon's past life as a Nazi and any of that energy that they carried into this lifetime through satanic magic. Let's violet flame this energy to transmute to light. We surround them in a bubble of mirror that contains this energy with the violet flame added to transmute all the out of balance thoughts and plans back to light. This bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until he does works for light. See Miller being removed from office and replaced with a human being light worker. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut ties Miller and Bannon has with Trump. Kellyanne Conway with each other, Eric Prince and his neo-Blackwater mercenary militia, Breitbart News, all Christian white supremacists, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Nazis. Skinheads. As ties between these being groups are cut, see all their agendas falling apart. We now cut ties that they have to Hitler and trying to manifest the fourth right by force of will or by satanic magic. We remove all protective magic surrounding Miller. We remove all veils of invisibility that surrounds him. So people see him clearly as a Nazi. See all Miller's plans, magic falling apart now. Cut ties that Miller and Bannon and McConnell have to Albert Pike and manifesting World War III by creating chaos through the Muslim immigrant world. See all satanic magic trying to remove this dark agenda forward, filling with so much light, their plans fall apart. See all federal judges standing up and make clear they will not uphold any illegal immigration law. We send energy to the ACLU for stepping up and defending the civil rights of Muslims, immigrants, and everyone. See the spiritual warriors coming out for justice in a nonviolent way and with success. Imagine all Nazi swastika symbols reversing so the energy now brings the peace and prosperity back to Earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see this energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. We cut the ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse any sacred symbols. Call the violet flame through the symbols, clean them up, and we reconnect those symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive, correct direction now. As Miller tries to misuse and Bannon and McConnell try to misuse the swastika by bringing in chaos. See it reverse, bringing in peace and prosperity to everyone. See all their plans of shock events falling apart and backfiring on them, along with their plans to start a race war, immigrant purges, suppression of the free society. Cancel clear, cancel clear, cancel clear. And if the swastika symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse direction and see humanity moving forward in light. We cut again ties between Miller, McConnell, Bannon, and Trump, and see all their plans falling apart on all level. And now we're going to send lots of energy to our Earth's grids, the morphogenetic grid, all ley lines, domes, obelisks, pyramids, and all the sacred spots on the planet to correct our timeline back to peace and prosperity. So we're going to fill this all up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, real quick, we do another bubble of light. In this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the light workers, all the spiritual warriors, which does include you guys. Imagine yourself in this bubble of light. All the beings that are standing up against Nazis, against Russia, speaking out for immigrants, immigrant children and their families that are being torn apart by the Trump. They're standing up against Trump. That are out on the streets protesting, that are doing works of good. See everyone being this put in this bubble of light. And we're going to call to Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, remove all obstacles out of the way so everybody's got a clear path to move forward in light and joy. See, all these beings fill up with so much light, so much abundance, that they're now magnetizing to themselves everything they need to pay all their bills, to fulfill their divine missions and live their lives of joy, and to draw their divine mates together. And when they see each other, they recognize each other and start doing the work. Remove all the veils that's keeping divine mates from coming together. We need divine beings coming together. We have stronger energy when you do the work. All right, let's fill this whole bubble of light. Oh, fill everybody up with joy. Joy, 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 joy. All right, fill everybody up with light and love and divine joy. We're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, so let's close with three ohms. Om. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. So be it. And Mother, Father, God, thanks for bringing us together and giving us this wonderful opportunity to serve. And I'm going to ask that everybody's lessons are filled with joy and are easy, and that you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So thanks for tuning in, guys. You need to ground, put your feet flat on the floor. And if you got the stone hematite, go grab that. Help yourself ground. And got your feet flat on the floor. Feel that earth energy come up. And as it comes up your feet, you start to pull back in body. You start to ground. Start to become very balanced, very back, and very clear-headed. And as the earth energy comes higher up your legs, up your knees, up your thighs, you become very back in body, very calm, very clear-headed, filled with all these new possibilities. And guys, if you are still a little bit lightheaded after the show, go hug a tree. It's warm now. Just put your hands on the tree and just for 30 seconds and imagine yourself sending all your excess energy into the tree. And then when you've done that, just simply ask the tree to ground you back and boom, you pull back in body. How easy can that be? So thanks for tuning in. And this kind of completes the week. On Facebook, I did what I called Anti-Nazi Week. And if you want to go on my page and you can scroll back, every single day we did energy work geared at a specific Nazi, whether it was Trump, Bannon, Miller, the Republicans. So, and if you want any of this energy work that I do, just write. I'll send you a copy. How easy can that be? I also post this all on my Facebook page. I wanted to make this easy, guys. And think about, you know, Easter. You know, if you really want to work with that Easter energy, that really, really positive energy, just start chanting, May divine light descend on everyone now. May divine light awaken within everyone now. May divine joy descend on everyone now. May divine joy awaken within everyone now. May divine abundance descend on everyone now. May divine abundance awaken within everyone now. You know, chant whatever. May divine enlightenment descend on my kids now. May divine enlightenment awaken within my kids. May divine abundance descend on my kids now. May divine abundance awaken within my kids now. You know, just whatever you put divine in front of, you're going to pull that really high energy in and you're going to help manifest it. So, you know, stay connected to the creator and, you know, do some chanting. It's not over. We really need light anchored on the planet. And for those of you that want to do more energy work, Monday through Friday, and well, I'm doing 5 days. Whoa. We really re-anchor that light back to the planet and get us off this Nazi timeline. We cannot allow the Nazis to move forward. So I'll make effort if you will. And, you know, check out my YouTube page, guys. All my shows are on there. Curse Removal's on there if you're in need. The Soul Retrieval's on there if you're in need. All you have to do is put in Kathy Bilski / Soul Retrieval or / Curse Removal, and there you are. Lots of them there for you to choose from to keep that energy work going and your path clear. Next week, we're going to do more energy work. Of course, we really have to keep that the light coming down and anchoring on the planet. Like I said, we don't want the Nazis to keep moving forward. And if we don't do the energy work, who's going to? So Monday, we're going to do some chanting on Facebook and really calling that divine enlightenment and then anchoring it down to the timeline. And then, you know, after that, we'll do earth work and work more on awakening the living zombies. I think it's time. So thanks for joining me. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. And again, this is Friday, April 19th, 2019. And I hope I see you all next week. Guys, go get a group together. Go get your friends together that do light work. And listen, get your crystals out to amplify what we're going to do. Let's make some effort. I'll make effort if you make effort. Even if you don't make effort, I'm still going to make effort. But if we make effort together, it's going to be awesome. Anyway, good night. See you next week. Have a wonderful, lovely, safe Easter. And may your hearts be filled with joy. I'm going to ask that spirit send you your heart's desire. All right. Enjoy. Enjoy life.
It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for full year 2018 in Gulf Coast zone. It's worth the drive to Kobe Subaru, where it's all about you, and we're also all about the community. As a recipient of the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award and the Stellar Performance Award, we always uphold our commitment to spread love and serve the community. Kobe loves pets. We support the Animal Rescue Foundation in their mission to promote the welfare of animals. Kobe loves to help. We partnered with Feeding the Gulf Coast to help individuals struggling with hunger. And Kobe loves to care. Kobe Care is our commitment to customers with a relaxed car buying experience, financing for everyone, exceptional value on each certified pre-owned vehicle, and complimentary oil changes and car washes with every scheduled service. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. Shop the Gulf Coast's oldest and largest volume Subaru dealership and get more inventory and more selection. Visit us in Mobile and we'll make it worth the drive. Or shop online at KobeSubaru.com. At Kobe, it's all about you. Based on new Subaru sales for full year 2018 in Gulf Coast zone.